Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
No matter what you thought of Rihanna's halftime show at the Super Bowl, here's the one thing you got to give her props for. She got up there and she's super pregnant, and she did it. She did it, hoisted million feet in the air with all her backup dancers, and I can't imagine that that's an easy thing to do when you're having a baby.
I mean, call me a fan, man. I tell you what, if I was up on one of those little platforms flying through the air like that, I'd be terrified, and I'm not pregnant. And I know she had a harness on and all that stuff, but I thought it was a great show. And you know what? On top of it, I thought that, you know, she did a good amount of dancing for being that pregnant. I mean, she didn't get low.
No, if you ever saw Rihanna, you know that she did not.
Like, well, there was a lot of pivoting and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, pivoting.
Choreographed.
Raven. Maybe for you, Raven, not for her. But she did the best she could while pregnant. And I think that a lot of women, myself included, can relate to. Sometimes you got to do stuff, even if you're pregnant and you don't want to. And,
sure.
You know, and you're tired and you're exhausted and you just want to take a nap. So what was the super feat you did during your pregnancy? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. There's some celebrities, of course, that have done some big things, like Serena Williams won her 23rd Grand Slam title at the 2014 Australian Open while she was pregnant.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Amal Clooney, remember she was pregnant?
Sure.
She gave a speech at the UN headquarters on International Women's Day. That's
right.
A big deal.
I mean, it's a big deal. It would have been a bigger deal if she had to dance
right. And
was on a floating stage at the UN, but okay.
How about New Zealand? Jacinda Ardern, she became the youngest female prime minister in the country's history in 2017, the same day she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, well, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, definitely. Not as probably exciting as what I did, but I was trying to think about it. I'm like, there's two things that I did that I thought were my super feats while I was pregnant.
Okay, what did you do?
One, we took our kids to a Taylor Swift concert at the time.
Oh, my God.
And I was super pregnant. I was probably like 6.5 months pregnant. And the only way to get to where we were supposed to go, because it was so crazy, so we had to jump over these big barricades. And we had to climb over the barricades and jump.
You broke into the show. I mean, you said you went to a show. Now you're telling me you broke into a show.
We were on the wrong side of the parking lot. And we were going to be late if we didn't jump the barricade.
Right.
So
Supermom did that, parkoured right over this thing.
I had two moms hoisting me from underneath. Danielle, my best friend, on the other side being like, this is a bad idea,
holding
guys.
You stable.
Right. And then we caught the kids as they were coming over.
Oh, bad idea. Don't lead with your feet.
But I have to say, the biggest feat I ever did while I was pregnant, and any woman that has to do this, I give you incredible, incredible props, because I almost didn't survive it, was I went to Disney World in the heat when I was about almost 8 months pregnant.
It was August, right?
It was August. I thought I was going to die. I would just stand in the parades while all the kids were cheering, and I would just sob, and I would cry, and they would go on the rides, and I would just stand in the gift shops for the air conditioning.
And then just cry in the air. You were just crying everywhere you went.
I cried everywhere I went on that Disney trip. It was the worst experience of my life. Your super feat while you were pregnant? 1-800-330-9999. Rihanna, Super Bowl halftime show, biggest stage of the world. She was floating in the air while she was pregnant.
It was like being on a spaceship, really.
It's not easy being pregnant and having to do big things. You're tired. You don't feel good. What did you do while you were pregnant? Your super feat. 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, I won a limbo contest at 6 months pregnant in Antigua on a catamaran cruise. I won a bottle of rum I couldn't drink.
I know how much drinking is going on that boat. Like, you were the only sober person.
Right.
I'm the captain now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I moved 3 yards of mulch. I dug it and I spread it all around our foundation because we were getting ready for a First Holy Communion party, and I was not being very patient.
Yeah.
So all of our neighbors watched as I lifted and moved the mulch all around the yard.
Yep.
It's a massive job.
Yep.
I know this because my wife did the mulch in our house 2 years in a row, and then she removed all the mulch and put in stone. And you know what I did that entire time? I went to work. Mm-hmm. I went to work every day.
Exactly.
I might have worked late most of those days, to tell you the truth. I was very busy those years.
My husband had me prime the fence while I was pregnant.
Oh, no.
And, like, a couple of his buddies stopped by, and they were like, why are you having your pregnant wife prime the fence? And you know what he said? She's in the shade. That was his thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, what'd you do while you're pregnant?
I taught a spin class, and then later that afternoon, I, like, went in to give birth, but... Yeah, the head nurse took my spin class, and so I had already been a couple days late already, and she asked me if I wanted to come in and get induced because there was room in the schedule, and I said, sure, why not?
What?
I mean, that morning, right. Oh, well, my bag's already packed. It's cool, yeah. I'll be there at like 2 or 3.
Yeah, no, I'm available. You got an opening? Yeah, and I'll have this baby right now.
Now, cool. Three more turds on the attention. Three more turds on the attention. Let's go. Let's go, people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Josiah, I'm going to guess it was your wife. What did she do while she was pregnant?
She's 7 months pregnant. I come home, and this woman is on the ladder cleaning out the gutters.
Nice.
I don't know what got into her. She just kept telling me that it was my job, and she's been telling me for weeks, and she just decided to do it.
Well, right, because she's been telling you for weeks. You didn't do it. Somebody's got to do it. This baby's coming, and the gutters have to be cleaned before the baby is born. Everybody knows that.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
That's great.
You go through this period at the end where, like, it's called nesting, where you just... freak out, and everything has to be in place and in order before the baby comes.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you come home, you can't correct that behavior. I mean, she's already up there, but she is going to put away the ladder herself, right?
Madeline, what did you do while you were pregnant?
I ran a half marathon when I was pregnant.
Like, how pregnant are you when you're running a half marathon?
I was 5 months.
I mean, that feels pretty pregnant. I mean, I don't know, but it seems like that's pretty pregnant.
That's a feat. That's hard. I mean, I can't do it unpregnant, so I can't imagine to do it while being pregnant. Are you a runner? Is that like, was it kind of just second nature?
Yes, I am a runner. And I had a lot of people that were like, oh my God, that's incredible. And then other people that thought I was like completely psycho, but I did it.
Yeah. Well,
and then you get passed by the lady who's 8.5 months pregnant. You runners are crazy. Runners are just a different breed, man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.